In North Carolina, the number of licensed foster homes dropped 23% in 1 year to just 5,436 across the state in 2022, according to federal data. This drop has led to foster children sleeping at the departments of social service facilities across the state. Experts say that they have been advocating for additional resources for children and families for years. The state budget included new health care funding for foster families, but will it be enough to make an impact? In September, a video circulated on TikTok with a call to action for donations for foster children in Jackson County.
One of my closest friends is an investigator for Jackson County DSS. They currently have kids there who have been there since January, living at DSS.
Sorry, had to take a minute. That takes me out.
At the time, Jackson County DSS Director Chris Weatherford confirmed that children were sleeping at the office. Now, in November, this is still the case.
I was referred to as ground zero the other day for this issue with the state, as far as we know. You know, it seems to be hitting our county particularly hard, even though other counties are dealing with the same issue.
About 100 children are in foster care in the county. Weatherford said it's been hard to find placements.
I've got a child that we've had in care since March, and she's on her 12th placement now. I'm currently living in the office. And several of the last placements she's been in, she's not been able to go to school at all.
Community outrage on social media called for funding and support to keep children from having to sleep in office spaces. Unfortunately, the need for more foster families and social services funding in North Carolina isn't new. A federal report in 2015 examined 14 factors in foster care cases across the state, including Jackson County. The state did not meet national standards for child safety, reunification, education needs, and others. These factors all contribute to the number of children who are in need of foster care. The most recent data from 2021 on the health of children in North Carolina by the nonprofit NC Child gave the state an F when it comes to housing and economic security, school health, mental health, and birth outcomes. Corey Dunn is Executive Director of Disability NC, an organization that advocates for all foster children.
I think folks are sometimes surprised to learn that a disability-focused organization pays so much attention to foster care. But the truth is that kids whose families have DSS involvement are near universally have some kind of trauma history. And if they didn't have a trauma history already, being taken into DSS custody and removed from the home with which you're familiar is in and of itself a traumatic experience.
North Carolina is one of just 9 states in the country in which foster care is directed at the state level, but administered on the county level. Dunn said the disconnect causes problems.
It means that the people who are closest to the work are not closely connected to the people who are closest to the money.
Weatherford said that statewide policy needs to improve.
It's getting really, really frustrating to not be heard, that we're not helping people, you know, and in fact, in some cases, we're making things profoundly worse and we're following policy. So, you know, if you're following policy and getting a bad result, then maybe it's policy.
The new state budget offered some hope. It includes the creation of a statewide specialty Medicaid plan for kids in foster care and their families to improve their access to physical and mental health care, according to reporting from NC Health News. Another improvement Weatherford is looking forward to is the Foster Care Reinvestment Program. In October, Jackson County joined the pilot program that provides funding for items that Medicaid cannot pay for that will keep children safer and provide local health care.
I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to really help us develop some programs or some systems here at the local level that may be able to help us.
He said the money can be used for home improvements, daycare services, and other essentials. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.